Alex, Liv the Web Girl. I know you both have boyfriends right now, but being the only women on the show, sure, we all got a little estrogen flowing through our veins, but have you ever sneezed?
Bless you.
No. It's not a sneeze. Have you ever sneezed?
I don't think so, but maybe Dr. Seuss did once.
Right. I think I probably have, but I don't know what it is.
What would you guess sneezed is? Like, you hear the word, what do you think it is?
Sneeze and a sneeze and a combination of that and another bodily function or something.
No. I wouldn't gross you out this early in the morning.
I think it, like, has to do with, like, being at a party and, like, falling off an elevated surface while, like, spilling a drink on you.
That's what we call a live. No. It's when a woman goes on a date with a guy just to get a free meal.
Who in the world came up with this term?
Why is it called sneeting?
According to the woman who calls it that, she coined the term. She says she won't do it with guys who she doesn't think can afford it. So that's nice of her. She wouldn't take some guy and just spend all of his money. She'd do it with a guy that she knows probably can afford to waste a few bucks.
Well, I'm proud of myself. I've never sneezed then.
I don't believe that. 317-239-1009. Ladies, be honest. Have you sneezed a guy? Have you had him take you out and you actually had no interest in him? You just wanted the meal? I mean, found it.
I have not.
Oh, I don't believe
that.
Not
an expensive meal. Okay, one time when I was out of town, I was on Tinder because I didn't know my way around town and I was starving and I was too scared to ride their like public transportation system and figure it out. So I found somebody who looked cute. He looked like somebody I could hit it off with. So I was like, hey, would you want to grab dinner with me? Knowing full well he was like my ride to get dinner because otherwise I probably wouldn't have eaten. But then we ended up having a second date, so... I mean, it wasn't like I totally just used him. I at least had some interest.
I see. Right. I don't believe that for a second. I don't think you're a bad person, but I feel like you would do that. Like, well, it's a meal. It's no big deal.
She has told this story before. Uh-huh. And when she originally told it, she was like, yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but I was like hungry. I needed a meal. Now she's kind of changing her story.
I didn't assume it was going to go anywhere. No, I didn't assume. But also, I have been out to dinner at a really expensive restaurant with somebody where I didn't realize till halfway through it wasn't going to go anywhere. And then we were already at the expensive place.
You're like, well, I might as well get the good stuff.
And then the guy called me out for it. It was like, you used me just for me to take you to this expensive place. I'm like, no, I didn't. I just found out. I don't like you. Sorry.
Right. All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So, hey, who is this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Jessica, we're not really hating this morning, but have you sneezed a guy? Went out and just wanted the meal?
I have actually not, but I had a conversation with my mother 2 days ago, and she has.
What? Is your mom single?
Yeah. She is. So my dad passed away about 10 years ago. She's starting to get back into the dating scene. And so I'm really happy for her. And the other day, she's like, yeah, I'm going to date. I really don't like a guy. I just want to go for the meal. I'm like, Mom, you can't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Is your mom kind of hot, though?
I mean, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But...
she's able to pull it off then. So do you think what your mom's doing is wrong, or is it not the big deal? It's just a meal.
I think it's totally wrong. I told her it was wrong.
Your mom has more game than all of us put together.
Yeah, your mom is a hustler, and I love it so much.
I mean, I guess that's where I got. I got it from my mama, but I would never do it, and I discourage it.
Do you think Alex did it?
I don't think so. Nah, she's too sweet.
I didn't mean to if I did.
God.
What?
How do you fake all these people out? I don't get it.
I don't either.
I am a nice person.
You're a lot of things.
What?
But, like, warm and fuzzy is probably not what I would have offered you.
I'm so offended by that. I feel like I am warm and fuzzy. You guys just work for me. I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm more
hardcore, trying
to do a show.
Time out. What did you just say?
I am warm and fuzzy.
No. What do we do?
I don't know. What did I say?
Did she say we work for her?
No, I said you guys work with me doing a show. See me being more hardcore trying to do a good show and stuff.
I want to hear the audio back of that in a second.
I said work with me. You guys work with me. You guys see what it's like working with me doing a show. If I said four, I didn't mean to. I'm just saying we're all working together to do a show. Obviously, behind the scenes, I'm going to be a lot more aggressive because like we're putting together something. But like in my personal life, when I'm meeting listeners or anything, like I'm always nice. I feel like I'm really upset. Hey!
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now and 100.9.